Hello and welcome to this podcast from Don't Forget the Bubbles. If you enjoy our podcasts, please tell your colleagues and subscribe on iTunes and Spotify. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm your host again, Ian Lowndes, a PEM consultant based in the UK. And I'm really pleased to be joined this morning by Becky Platt, who's a trainee ACP at the Royal London Hospital. Good morning, Becky. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. And we're going to talk today about Schwartz rounds and your involvement in Schwartz rounds. But before we start talking about what they are, how did you get involved in Schwartz rounds?
Well, several years ago, I was working at Watford General Hospital, and we were setting up Schwartz rounds there in recognition of the fact that we needed to look after staff and their emotional well-being better than we were. We'd heard great things about Schwartz, and I was very lucky to be part of the team setting up Schwartz rounds there, working with a fantastic clinical lead there. And so together as part of a small team, we managed to set up a really successful Schwartz programme at Watford.
And is this, how did you sort of hear about it in the first place?
I think that it was becoming more widespread and talked about a bit more after it was mentioned in the Francis report. I think there was an increasing recognition that we're actually really pretty good at looking at the clinical side of what we do, but we're less good at looking at the human side. I think there was increasing recognition that actually, whilst our jobs can be incredibly rewarding and we can get an awful lot of emotional benefit from that, there are times also when it can actually be really difficult. And looking after ourselves as members of staff is incredibly important if we're going to be able to provide good care to our patients. And Schwartz rounds address the problem of that gap, really. So that recognition of the emotional side, the human side of healthcare.
Okay. We have them at our trust, and I have to shamefully say I've always looked and thought that's really interesting, but I've never managed to quite get to one. So what when we talk about a Schwartz round, what do we mean? What is a Schwartz round?
A Schwartz round is a forum where staff of all disciplines, so non-clinical and clinical staff of all grades, can come together and reflect on the emotional aspect of the work that we do. So the underlying premise is that in order to be able to provide really good, compassionate care to our patients and to make a difference to them on that level, we need to feel supported in order to be able to provide that. So what we're doing in a Schwartz round is recognising that there is an emotional demand on us as people working in healthcare and reflecting on that together. And the format of a Schwartz round is always the same. So there's a definite structure to Schwartz, and okay, that's one of the key premises of Schwartz, so that we know that it's a tried and tested formula. Everyone knows what to expect when they come to Schwartz, and that provides a feeling of safety and control in the room. So what we have is generally a group of either three or four panelists, as we call them, and they have been pre-prepared to share their stories. And that might be three or four different perspectives of a story around one patient, or it might be several people sharing stories on a similar theme. And each of those people will talk for 4 or 5 minutes each, uninterrupted, and they'll describe a patient's story, but really focusing on the emotional aspects of what happened. So in general, when we, if you think about a grand round, for example, we might talk about, you know, a patient, what happened, what went wrong here, why didn't we give the antibiotics, should we have given that, what, you know, what should we have done? Yeah. This is not remotely about problem solving. It's about telling a story and sharing that with the audience. And so each of the panelists will describe their story about their patient, or if it's a story across the panel, the story will unfold as we go through the different panelists. And then there's normally two facilitators who will open up the discussion to the audience. And the audience will then be able to reflect on what they've heard, maybe to share some of their own stories along a similar theme, maybe to respond to something that particularly touched them in the panelists' stories. Importantly, though, we're not going to solve any problems. We're not going to sit there and say, oh my goodness, we must have a policy about that, because we all need more policies. We're not going to do any of that. We're just going to talk about how does that make us feel. And it's incredibly powerful, because actually what we see all around the room is kind of light bulbs going on. Oh my goodness, I'm not the only one who feels like that. Wow, I had no idea what you did. And so it's a really, really fantastic way of putting spotlights on stories and hidden roles, of recognising that we're all in it together, that we're all sharing difficult things, and making it okay to show emotion and vulnerability.
And once sort of, and how long does this sort of typically last?
So the whole round is an hour. It's generally preceded by food. But actually, at Schwartz, that's part of the whole experience of being looked after as a member of staff. Feeling that it's a bit of time out, that your employer cares enough to give you some lunch and a bit of time to talk to your colleagues and to find out who they are away from the shop floor. So we have some lunch, and then we have, as I say, a few minutes with each panelist, and then we have the audience discussion and reflection. And then towards the end, one of the facilitators then wraps it up, generally brings it all together by describing common themes and so on. And then we come back to the panelists so that they can have a final word about whatever they want to say at that point, really. So it might be, what was it like being a panelist? It might be how they feel having now reflected on it with the audience, or it might just be nothing at all. And then we all go our separate ways. But the idea is that then, whilst the actual round is completely confidential and people actually sign a confidentiality statement when they come in, that they will go out of the room sharing stories and themes and recognising that there's a kind of shared sense of community and probably a deeper understanding of other people's roles, and maybe more of an understanding of how you feel sometimes in those difficult moments and why.
Yeah. And do you tend to have different sort of panelists each time you have a round?
Yes, predominantly. There are a couple of times where we've had people more than once. But there are just so many fantastic stories around any trust, and so many different themes, that the ideal would be to have different panelists. And really importantly, to have panelists from different disciplines. So we've had lots of clinical staff, as you would expect, but also many non-clinical staff. For example, we had a porter on one of our rounds who described the relationship that he built with a lady over the course of several days when he was taking her to and fro to CT scan. And actually, she talked to him on those journeys about things that she probably didn't share with anyone else.
Yeah.
And so there was a real sort of sense of realization that, other, you know, people other than clinicians are offering a great deal to our patients in terms of compassion, but also sharing in that emotional demand in a way that perhaps we don't necessarily always recognise.
And am I right in thinking you're sort of one of the facilitators at your hospital?
Yes, I haven't actually facilitated a round at my new hospital yet, but I've facilitated lots of rounds in the past, and I mentor other organisations for shorts, and I love it. It's one of the most amazing things I do. I always feel completely uplifted after a round, often quite exhausted as well, because there's a lot of emotion, and feeling responsible for a room full of people is a big deal, obviously.
And have you had any training in facilitating these?
Yes. So the Point of Care Foundation is the organisation that runs and coordinates Schwartz in the UK. And they provide excellent training for facilitators to make sure that you can understand how to run it, firstly from a practical perspective, but also how to facilitate conversations, how to deal with silence. That was one of the biggest challenges for me. How to maybe turn conversations if they're perhaps heading in a direction that we'd rather they weren't, and things like that. So part of that is about making sure that the conversation keeps going, but making sure that we're maintaining psychological safety, I guess, for everyone in the room.
Yeah, and I was going to sort of ask about that. I know you said once it's finished, everyone goes their separate ways. But I guess for some people, whether they be a facilitator or on the panel or as part of the audience, actually they might be very profoundly affected. Is there any way of sort of looking at, I don't know, aftercare, for want of a better word?
Yeah, that's a question that often comes up. And I think one of the things that people have asked me several times is, my goodness, doesn't this just make it worse for people sometimes? Mm. And actually, I don't think it does make it worse. These are emotions that are there already. It's just that this is a forum where people can perhaps deal with them and they're a bit closer to the surface. And on a positive note, people often see that they are not in this alone, that they're not the only one feeling this way. We have tended to just make sure that we've got some other people on the Schwartz team around who are just keeping an eye on people in the audience in case anyone is very upset, and then they can just gently kind of connect with those people afterwards and see whether they need anything and perhaps point them in the direction of something that might help. But actually, we wouldn't ever, for example, go to somebody's manager afterwards and say, so-and-so was deeply upset and I think you perhaps ought to, you know, have a word. Yeah. Because that's not really how it works. And actually, there's no evidence either in the Schwartz studies that show that's a problem, or in my own experience. So I think whilst it feels a bit anxiety provoking, it's actually okay.
Okay. And is there kind of in your experience, is there sort of an optimum number of people to sort of make it work? And what kind of numbers do you get at your local Schwartz round?
Well, that's really interesting, because I always used to think that, you know, the more the better.
Yeah.
And, you know, and first of all, when we first started running Schwartz and we got over 100 people and we had to put out some extra chairs, you know, we were thrilled to bits. But actually sometimes we've had well over 100 and sometimes we've had numbers in the 20s. Mm. And both of those work equally well. You just get a different dynamic and a slightly different conversation in the two groups. And I think sometimes people who are perhaps less able to talk in a room of 100 might feel more able to speak up in a room of 20. Mm. It often feels a bit more intimate in the smaller groups. So you do get the conversation, and often the same themes come up, but just in a different way.
Yeah.
So I don't think there is an optimum number. I think it's just a model that works, and you can adapt it for whoever turns up, basically.
Yeah. Looking at the sort of short strands that they've set up locally at my trust, they often have a theme for each sort of discussion. Mm. Is that the sort of thing that you do? And how do you go about picking those themes?
Often we've heard about stories, you know, or somebody will have described something that happened, and I was like, oh my god, that's got Schwartz written all over it. Yeah. And so then tried to keep a mental note of that, or say to people at the time, do you know what, that would just make a fantastic Schwartz round, can I just call you back in a few months, sort of thing. Mm. because the Point of Care Foundation recommends that these stories shouldn't be too new, because if they're a bit raw still, then sometimes describing them in front of an audience is a bit much, and people aren't quite ready for that. It's better sometimes if the emotion has settled. But we found that having a number of people from different areas of the trust on the Schwartz steering panel meant that we heard about suitable stories. Okay. And then we were able to go and use our contacts and say to the individuals, come on, you'd love to be on a Schwartz round panel, wouldn't you?
Okay, that's interesting. So it's sort of finding the stories first and then, I guess, building a theme around it, as opposed to saying, having a theme and then finding people.
That tends to be how we've done it. Latterly, people were coming to us saying, I think I've got a story that would work well at Schwartz. And at that point, you know, that was a bit of a game changer, because then we thought, oh my goodness, we've made it. People are coming to us. Sometimes people come to you and a story kind of drops into your lap. Other times you hear one and people have varying levels of enthusiasm, and sometimes you need to use your contacts and put their arm up their back a little bit. But actually, once they're in there, I've never had anyone come back to me and say, I wish I hadn't done that. Right. Everyone says that was an incredibly rewarding experience, because feeling the sense of community in the room and the support that you get as a panellist from the audience is actually quite phenomenal.
Putting my sort of devil's advocate hat on then, and do you get people who would say, this is a load of touchy-feely nonsense. Why are you wasting time for these people, wasting their lunch hour doing hugging and group therapy?
Always. That is, yeah, people say exactly that. It's a load of touchy-feely nonsense. And I think it is a bit touchy-feely, but is that really a problem? Does that make it nonsense? I fully am prepared to admit that there are probably some people who just will not get on with this.
Yeah.
But equally, I've had several people who've said that to me, and I said, all right then, just come along and try it.
Yeah.
And most of them have then come back again, which says to me that it wasn't quite the level of nonsense that they were expecting. And actually, when you get in the room and hear the stories and hear other people talk about their jobs and their emotional responses to that, it's actually quite difficult not to be moved by that. I mean, we all came into healthcare for hopefully the right reasons, didn't we? We wanted to look after patients, to provide good care, to show compassion, all of those things. So if you can't sit and hear other people talking about that, I don't know. I just think that's a bit odd. I get that it's not for everyone, but my challenge would be, so just go along and try it.
Yeah. And finally, from a sort of very hardened clinical perspective, are you aware of sort of any evidence for Schwartz rounds? Is there any evidence that it makes people, that it improves health outcomes at all?
Well, there has been a study, it was published last year actually, funded by the NIHR, who did a big study on Schwartz. And they looked at regular attenders at Schwartz versus non-attenders, and interviewed those, and they used the GHQ-12 scale as a measure of psychological well-being, and they found that people who attended Schwartz would generally had less psychological distress than those who didn't, and actually that repeated and regular attendance at Schwartz was associated with more benefit. I would say anyone who's been in around and experienced it would understand what those benefits are. But for the skeptics, the research is there and it does demonstrate an actual measurable benefit as well.
Okay. So final thought then, or final question. For people like me who I've sort of looked at these and thought, yeah, it does look interesting, but I'm just really busy. but there's another meeting. What would you say to those people?
I would say make time to look after yourself. Actually, we're all in this to provide compassionate care for our patients. We can only do that if we're well supported and looked after. It's all right to take time to look after yourself, and that should be as much a priority as anything else that we do.
I can't think of a better ending. That's brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us, Becky. I promise I will go to the next local Schwartz round, and I'll let you know how I got on.
Good. I'll look forward to hearing about it.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us today on the podcast, Becky.
Thanks, Ian. Bye-bye.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast from Don't Forget the Bubbles. Remember, you can subscribe to our feed on iTunes and Spotify. Thank you for listening.